episode
one. Yay! Actually, you know what the confusion is? She and I are in disagreement because to me, the first one is not an episode. It's an introductory video to say hello. So therefore, she's like, nope, it's one. It's an episode. I'm like, no. The first one, we talk about, you know, different style. And when we talk about last week about...
Can we introduce ourselves first, please? Can we do that?
Should we do that? Because by now, you know what?
I would like to do that.
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
As always, I'm Benji, and this is...
Gma Redeemed.
Go on.
Now I am given permission,
yes,
to talk.
Yes.
So therefore, last week we were talking about cultures versus subcultures. So to me, that was the first episode. So to her, you see, she's still not, you know. So
the introduction, although it is a pilot episode, if you haven't checked that out, go and check it out, because you know you're gonna be missing a lot of things. We talk about the name. We talk about what this is and what we're doing, and then episode two or episode one,
we different.
Where we talk about culture, and today we're just bringing more culture topic, but we're speaking on a different type of culture. Today we have something that might be a little bit touchy for some people, for most of us who are parents or
from a different culture.
Yes, from a different culture. So this might touch you a little bit. We don't know. Okay. But today's topic is.
We kind of like really hesitant about, because we're thinking about, you know, gentle parenting.
Yes.
So. Mm-hmm. And we sat down and, you know, we read over it, and I will say professionally.
She's losing her words.
Professionally, I mean, those who are for, completely 100% for gentle parenting, please don't cut our head off.
Yes.
So, which is, you know, where it goes, I'll shut up until we hear the story behind what you see type of thing going on right here. So... whether we agree or disagree, so let's get on board to understand, you know, where certain things coming from, right? So, as we were saying, last week we talked about culture versus subcultures, how the kids go out there, you know, we send them out with those different style of things, and they come back home, you know, being influenced by others, and then, you know, start to develop their own, you know, little subcultures, right?
Yes.
So, then we started thinking, you know what? There's more to that, in a way, because at that, we are islanders, right? Born and raised, and I would say we both came from a typical Haitian background with typical Haitian discipline.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put
it
into words.
There's nothing gentle. Nothing gentle. Okay, let's warn the viewers and listeners. Listen, we're going to be laughing a lot about this, not because we're laughing at the topic.
Yes.
It's just like, it's funny to us when we think about our childhood.
Yes.
And seeing that gentle parenting is kind of like, it's a big thing right
how
now.
How do you present
nowadays.
That? How do you present that?
With in islanders' lands.
So
we're not laughing at the topic. We're just laughing at ourselves, essentially.
I'm thinking about how would I have explained gentle parenting to my mom growing up? Or how would I have a provider coming to my mom and explain to my mom, it's more of discipline versus punishment, right? It's not punishing. Is disciplining the kid.
Mm-hmm.
So in a household or a custom of a culture that says the moment you say no punishment, they have a problem with you. They're going to cut your head off.
Yes. When we say no punishment, like, how do the kids learn? How do they know what they're not supposed to be doing? I mean, this is the English talk, but the Creole would be a lot more
difficult.
Yes.
It would be a lot more difficult.
Can we get into
the
topic?
I know. You know what? I agree. So, With that said, we went and we, you know, we talked about it, we read over it, and there's this book called
Gentle Parenting. Using emotional connection, not punishment, to raise confident and capable kids. How beautiful.
So, here's our thing. Those of us who, you know, those of you out there looking at us like, okay, what's wrong with those two? Did they say they are professionals? And what is it that they're having, you know, struggle with that topic? Okay, so let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
So as we say, being born and raised in Haiti and thinking about, you know, in our line of work, we've dealt with a whole lot of different type of ethnicities.
Yes.
Jamaican, African, Dominican,
mm-hmm.
and as well as Caucasian, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've dealt and we have serviced all of these people. And when we came across gentle parenting, just please understand, it's not that we're against it or for it, either way. It's more of we're thinking about as providers.
Yes.
How do we sit and tell a parent, not even explaining, I'm not even, because some providers feels like you're gonna do what I'm asking you to do, yes, because that's what's best for your kid.
Yes. Not to mention, if it's coming from a provider, it's a trusted source, and they want, for the most part, you know, they want to listen and do exactly what you said. But this is something, if we bring this, but go ahead. Go on. Sorry. Go on. See, I'm...
We're ahead, right?
Yeah.
So, if you bring this in a way where the parents feels like you're judging them and you don't explain what that is, because corporal punishment is very well known in the island.
Yes.
So, and which also goes back to what we were talking about last week and in the last episode where, you know, you have your own way of doing things and the kids come here, they go to school and they hear...
Yes.
You're not supposed to put your hands on me.
Yes. Woo.
And then we know parents who will say, I'm going to whoop you and I'm going to give you the phone. Go ahead. Call the police.
Yes.
Right? Because they're set in their ways. So how do we get to understand the parents in a way that we have them trust us to say, here's the benefits of gentle parenting?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like reading over it, it's not like I disagree with it, you know, per se. But at the same time, I have to be honest with you guys. There's a part of me that is still typical Haitian.
Yes.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm Haitian too. I can't laugh at that. I pick on her, guys.
You know, so what I mean by that is, all right, I say this is... what I would like from you, meaning my kids. I explain this is what the expectations are. I said, you do this, this is what's gonna happen. You do this again, this is what's gonna happen. After three warnings, I have a three strikes, you're done. You know, this mm-hmm. is the way I raise them. And if I'm gonna, you know, whoop you, you would know. Do I do it? I don't know where you're going to hear, you know, this, what state you're going to hear this, because some states do allow you to actually whoop your baby's butt.
Actually, Massachusetts does. Like,
yes.
If I can pull way back from my training. Working
it still
with,
does. It still does.
Working in
DCF?
DCF, I can pull my training.
Mm-hmm.
They said you can, but with a pull-up or diaper on and don't leave any marks, any bruises,
any broken, anything.
Yeah.
And if it's used for disciplinary action, mm-hmm. like, for example, your child stay out very late, you worried, you whatever, and your child is about to put their hands on you, which a lot of kids tend to do here because they know that you are afraid that if you do that in return, they can call the police on you, they can call DCF on you, and most parents don't know, and they do not understand. So, yes, I can discipline you as long as I'm not abusing you, because there is a huge difference.
Yes.
So, to come back to that, it's not like that we disagree with understanding, because we talk about that. Like, mm-hmm. understanding your child, talking to your child with respect, which is what gentle parenting is.
Yes.
Meeting your child where your child is.
Yes.
Having a mutual respect. I think we were laughing because...
mutual respect?
What is,
in what house?
What is that?
Like...
being a kid.
No. No, you're... as a kid, you're the one... it's a one-way relationship, if you think about it.
Basically.
Because the kid is responsible for being respectful, and that's it. That's your job. Your main job is to be respectful. If you cannot do that, you get a whooping. Let's be clear about that.
And sometimes without any explanation or expectation.
Yes.
Because...
You're just supposed to know what to do, when to do it,
how to do it,
without any instruction.
That okay. That includes, and I think it's gonna make like more sense in a way when we do this version in Creole.
Yeah.
So two things, right? I remember growing up, and as we said, certain things you, in the middle of getting a whooping, was like, what the heck did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know because it was not explained to you. It was the expectations. You don't even know what the expectations were until you broke the expectation,
yes.
Which is what gentle parenting is. You set clear understanding and clear expectation, and you work with the kid, not against the kid, to meet certain expectation.
Yeah.
Right?
But... go ahead and say it to a parent who's working multiple jobs to make ends meet, and the kids are not listening, not behaving the Haitian way the way they're supposed to, which is, you know, follow directions and be respectful. So go ahead and tell a mom or a dad or mom and dad, hey, how about we try gentle parenting? Yeah.
So what I was gonna say, the example I was gonna use as you don't know, and then you're in the middle of getting a whooping.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was growing up, I used to hear, like, let's just say you have given birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go to visit you, like we used to do growing up in Haiti, and people go cook for you and doing your laundries and doing everything for you. And so when you get there, the one thing I always remember people ask the female or the new mother, when are you going to wash the kids' eyes? That makes no sense to you, to English people. But I want to tell you.
It's okay.
So then, again, stay tuned. You're going to know what that means. So, all right. So one day, there was a next door neighbor to my sister's house. So she had just given birth, and so I went to my sister's house. So I went to her, you know, the neighbor's house, and I'm like, when is the next time you're going to wash the baby's eyes? Before I know it, people went, and I was getting a whooping on my life.
Grown conversation with that child.
Do you guys have an idea
know what that
is?
Means? Yes. A grown conversation that a child has no place. So she got a whooping for repeating what she heard, which she wasn't wrong.
I was learning, right?
That was a kid. Yeah, you were a kid. That's what.
That's
you
all
do.
You learn. You expose, and what you hear, you repeat. So the thing about it, as I was getting whooped, I'm like, okay, what gotta be that wrong that I said? Had they had told me, you know what, this is a grown-up word, don't say it, I would not have known. Like, as they were whooping, I'm like, there's gotta be something sexual. And it was something sexual.
that's what we talk about, the expectation. You just expect to know the rules. You just expect to behave a certain way because we can read mind.
Yes.
So and it doesn't, again, we're not bashing our culture or any islanders' cultures who are similar to ours. It's just like these things, as ourselves as professional and mothers ourselves, we're like,
how?
This is our own, I guess,
shout out until you there moments.
Because we're like, what? And then we try to raise our child or our children the way we were raised, and we're like,
I don't think so. Different time, different, you know, different.
Exactly.
Different environment, different. I don't know. Imagine you bringing your child here with the typical "you do as I say" mm-hmm. and you don't question me. Mm-hmm. And the child goes to school like, now I have to question you, right? I have my little niece who asks questions like a stone, right? Mm-hmm. I love that about her because she's curious. When the kids is curious, they know more. Yes. But, and every time she does that, I remember the simplest question growing up would get me slapped.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So as we were saying, it's not what we're talking about with gentle parenting. How do we as providers go to a household or have a family coming to us mm-hmm. and we're thinking about, we see that more in a Caucasian family, right? Mm-hmm. Where gentle parenting is normal, the two-year-old slapping their mom or whatever it is and you're holding their hands, like, don't do that, which is all good and dandy, right?
Yeah.
But
a Haitian would not act like that. I'm sorry to say. It just
the first reaction, and it also goes into trauma, right?
Yeah.
Regardless,
yes, which we will cover. Trauma is a big piece. All this will make sense. May not make sense now. Remember, these are just
stay with us. You will know. You will understand.
These are just like little synapse of what to come when we connect everything together. But this all connects to trauma and. The way that we were brought up, there's a lot of trauma behind it. There's a lot of toxicity behind it. Like, wrong is wrong, right is right. You know, and if we're not doing it with our children, I mean, that should tell you something.
Yes.
Why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we raising our children the way we were raised? Why don't we even consider gentle parenting? Why? Why? We're Haitian.
It's for me. Because you asking that is something we ask ourselves all the time. And I remember if I wanted to get my mom upset, all I would have to say is, we not from the same generation.
Mm-hmm.
The lady would want to kill me. And here's the thing. So Ben recently met my mom.
Yes.
And... Oh.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. I met her mom
in a wheelchair.
Yes.
You have to do the whole description.
Yes, in a wheelchair. Her mom is a double amputee due to diabetes. Due to, how do you say it in English? Sugar?
Diabetes.
Okay.
This is not the Creole version one.
Sorry. I know. Okay. Fun fact. Diabetes in Creole is sugar, but sugar, you know, right?
It's not the Creole version one, so forgive her. We're gonna do the Creole
six,
version.
Six, okay? Yes. Which is sugar. So that's why. I'm sorry. Anyway.
So we call diabetes sick. Sugar.
Yeah. Which is, yes. So that's what I'm thinking about sugar. How do you say diabetes in English? Well, I'm already saying. Anyway.
That was funny.
We can edit this.
That was fun, dog.
But anyway, so I met her mom, and her mom is in a wheelchair, you know, sweet lady, look exactly like her, like a photocopy. And instantly, I'm looking at her because I'm like, because that's something that I do. I always look at the parents anytime I meet somebody to see, like, where the wisdom was. But anyway, I digress. So I look at her. She turned into a preteen or a three-year-old or a middle schooler, like, you name it. She turned into a child in front of her mom. Head down, very composed, very soft, like a child.
None of them is me.
Like, well, and when she left the room, it was like, okay, the old Gemma is back. Like, she's back and she was an adult. That should tell you something. And I told her that. She was like, really?
I never realized. Yes. But the thing is, if you notice, when you told me, I did not rebuttal it.
No, you didn't.
But I also never realized it. And to come back, I can understand it might be true. Because I remember when I came here, I went back to Haiti 2 years, literally 2 years after when I went back to Haiti. I was in the middle of learning how to look at people in the eyes when you're talking to them, because this is the custom here. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, you're lying. If you don't do that, you know, you're being deceptive, right?
Right.
So, but in my culture, it's completely different in the Haitian custom of, you know, ways of doing things. Because if you look at the someone, especially if they are in the authority figures, right?
Yes.
You are completely out of line and you're disrespectful, yeah. Especially parents, right?
Yeah. You don't spoke until spoken to. You don't look until ask. You don't even breathe.
I always say, okay, I know sometimes you don't. Okay. So I always say when I was growing up, because a whole lot of things keep on changing in Haiti right now. So with that, when she said that to me, I did not rebuttal. I'm like, okay, I've never realized it, but it also can be true. Because, you know, I still cannot tell my mom if I have my period.
I know you were telling me that, which I'm not surprised. I'm
now that you saw what you saw, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when I went back to Haiti and I was talking to my dad, and I was like in between trying to remember not to look at him in the eye, and I did, and he was like, "Who do you think you're talking to?" By the way, I was in my
20s. Yeah, yeah. Let's not. You know, give them more. Okay, like. This is just like,
I think this is where we ask you guys.
Yes.
What do you think about gentle parenting?
Yes.
The Islanders, where gentle parenting says show respect to your kids.
Yes.
Some of you are gonna agree.
Yes. And it's not about punishment. So we wanna hear from you, like always. We wanna hear your thoughts, what you have to say about gentle parenting, because it's about building the connection, and it's not about, it, the focus is not on punishment. So we want to hear about that. We want to hear from you. So Jema's going to tell you where to send all your thoughts,
questions, comments,
positive, negative.
All
you welcome them all. And you can submit them in four languages.
Haitian Creole, English, Spanish, and French.
Ta-da! We make it easy for you guys. Yes. So, Jema, please tell the folks.
Please
what they
send
hear.
All these to our page, Shout Out Until You There, Facebook page, at Shout Out Until You There, Instagram, Jema Redeem, TikTok, our YouTube channel. What else do we have? All that is our phone numbers, you know, that's on there. Text. We will be able, you know, to have one of those languages. If you want to spend it in Spanish, if you're listening to us, you understand English, but you are better in Spanish, ready in Spanish as well. We have that too.
Yes.
We're just not going to do the episodes in Spanish or French.
Yes.
So, but as we said, always, we don't know. As providers, I would say, when you come to us and present thing, you know, gentle parenting to you, and those who are listening to us, we have nothing against gentle parenting. It's the presentation. How do you present that to an islander who has their own way?
Yes.
And they might, you might feel like they need to change it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's you. But do you have time to know the story behind what you see?
Mm-hmm.
And until you do that,
shut up.
Until you're there.
See you next time.
Bye. Thank God for editing.